这是经历渠十二校联考英语考试听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。请看听力部分第一节。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I'm arranging a meeting to discuss our prices. Is the 20th any good for you?
Sorry, no. I can't do that or the following day. What about the 22nd?
It'll have to be. We need to announce the new prices before the 23rd.Dorothy, turn off that television and let's go. The softball game starts in 20 minutes.
Just a second. I want to find out who won the race.
What race? A marathon?
It's kind of a marathon, but for swimmers. I'm so tired. I spent all last night thinking about the graduation speech I have to give in a couple of days.
Come on, you'll be fine. And it's an exciting opportunity to speak before the whole school. Hey, Susan, can you take a look at this copy machine? It's a new one.I can't turn it on.
I'm actually in the middle of something. You may turn to Jim. He is free now.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, thanks. And put some sugar in it, please.
Where did you put the sugar?
Isn't it in the cupboard?
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Mr. Fredericks, I'm really sorry, but it seems the order is going to be late.
Late? What?
It's just that something went wrong with the computer system last week, and some of the orders were lost.
Lost? What?
We've now recovered them, and we're working very hard to complete them. So we hope to have your order delivered next week. We are very grateful for your patience, and to show you just how grateful we are,We'd like to offer you a 5% discount on the whole shipment.
That's okay. I suppose there is no other choice.
Mr. Fredericks, I'm really sorry, but it seems the order is going to be late.
Late? What?
It's just that something went wrong with the computer system last week, and some of the orders were lost.
Lost? What?
We've now recovered them, and we're working very hard to complete them. So we hope to have your order delivered next week. We are very grateful for your patience, and to show you just how grateful we are, we'd like to offer you a 5% discount on the whole shipment.
That's okay. I suppose there is no other choice.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Unbelievable!
What? What's unbelievable?
The new hotel. The paper says they're going to build a hotel here next to the seaside cottages.
Oh, I heard about that from a friend. It's a new Comfort Break hotel.
That's going to look ugly. I really love those seaside cottages. I used to come here on holiday with my parents when I was a child.
But it will bring some jobs, and it can hold more tourists.
It holds more tourists, but not necessarily brings more, because it doesn't match those beautiful seaside cottages.
Maybe you can do a piece about it on the radio show. You know, get someone from Comfort Break to the show and tell us why they're spoiling a beautiful place with a big, ugly hotel.
Good idea. Unbelievable!
What? What's unbelievable?
The new hotel.The paper says they're going to build a hotel here next to the seaside cottages.
Oh, I heard about that from a friend. It's a new Comfort Break hotel.
That's going to look ugly. I really love those seaside cottages. I used to come here on holiday with my parents when I was a child.
But it will bring some jobs, and it can hold more tourists.
It holds more tourists, but not necessarily brings more, because it doesn't match those beautiful seaside cottages.
Maybe you can do a piece about it on the radio show. You know, get someone from Comfort Break to the show and tell us why they're spoiling a beautiful place with a big, ugly hotel.
Good idea.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
How was your trip to Brazil, Sue?
I liked it very much.
Why did you go there?
I went to Sao Paulo to film some of the coffee plantations. It lasted 2 months. And during filming, I went to Rio de Janeiro on the coast to rest for a week. And I also visited my Aunt Judy there.
You also visited Celia there, didn't you?
Celia's in Brazil? Oh, I thought she was still in New York.
She stayed in New York just for a month, and then she was moved to Brazil. But she will go to London next year.How was your trip to Brazil, Sue?
I liked it very much.
Why did you go there?
I went to Sao Paulo to film some of the coffee plantations. It lasted 2 months. And during filming, I went to Rio de Janeiro on the coast to rest for a week. And I also visited my Aunt Judy there.
You also visited Celia there, didn't you?
Celia's in Brazil? Oh, I thought she was still in New York.
She stayed in New York just for a month, and then she was moved to Brazil. But she will go to London next year.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
In today's interview, I'm talking to Molly, a commercial airline pilot. Molly, did you always want to fly?
I did, yes. My father worked in air traffic control, so planes were always a topic of conversation in our house. At first, I wanted to do his job, but then there were a few holidays abroad by air. That's when I developed an interest in becoming a professional pilot.
So, how did you get started?
It wasn't easy. I did well at school and went to university. Actually, a degree isn't necessary for a pilot, but I wanted to have more advantage over others. Then I spent a few years working in sales. It was boring, but I needed to save enough money to go to training school to get my private pilot's license. I then needed to do at least 150 hours of flying time.
And then 6 months ago, you started to fly professionally?
Yes. I'm now a first officer. I get to fly the plane for certain sections of journeys, but it is up to the captain to decide who will fly which sections before we take off.
So where does your career go from here?
The next step is senior first officer. That will allow me to fly to more airports and under different weather conditions. Eventually, I can apply to become a captain.
In today's interview, I'm talking to Molly, a commercial airline pilot. Molly, did you always want to fly?
I did, yes. My father worked in air traffic control, so planes were always a topic of conversation in our house. At first, I wanted to do his job, but then there were a few holidays abroad by air. That's when I developed an interest in becoming a professional pilot.
So, how did you get started?
It wasn't easy. I did well at school and went to university. Actually, a degree isn't necessary for a pilot, but I wanted to have more advantage over others. Then I spent a few years working in sales. It was boring, but I needed to save enough money to go to training school to get my private pilot's license. I then needed to do at least 150 hours of flying time.
And then 6 months ago, you started to fly professionally?
Yes. I'm now a first officer. I get to fly the plane for certain sections of journeys, but it is up to the captain to decide who will fly which sections before we take off.
So where does your career go from here?
The next step is senior first officer. That will allow me to fly to more airports and under different weather conditions. Eventually, I can apply to become a captain.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Jessica Watson, who was born in 1993, became the youngest person to sail nonstop around the world alone in 2010. The journey took 7 months. During that time, she went through heavy storms and had to do repair on the boat herself as, according to the rules, she was not allowed to stop at any port halfway or receive anything that another person gave her. She was inspired to make the voyage after reading a book written by the previous record holder, Jesse Martin, who sailed around the world at the age of 18. Since completing her voyage, Jessie has written her own book called True Spirit. Jordan Romero, born in 1996, became the youngest person to climb Mount Chomolungma at the age of 14. He was accompanied on the climb by his father. He was inspired to achieve it after seeing a painting at his school which showed the seven continents' highest peaks. The parents of both Jessica and Jordan have received criticism for allowing their children to put themselves in danger. One 16-year-old girl called Janet Gordon lost 5 fingers from frostbite while attempting to climb Chomolungma 2 years before Jordan. And a Dutch court took a girl away from her parents and put her into state care to stop her attempt to beat Jessica's record. Jessica Watson, who was born in 1993, became the youngest person to sail nonstop around the world alone in 2010. The journey took 7 months. During that time, she went through heavy storms and had to do repair on the boat herself as, according to the rules, she was not allowed to stop at any port halfway or receive anything that another person gave her. She was inspired to make the voyage after reading a book written by the previous record holder, Jesse Martin, who sailed around the world at the age of 18. Since completing her voyage, Jesse has written her own book called True Spirit. Jordan Romero, born in 1996, became the youngest person to climb Mount Chomolungma at the age of 14. He was accompanied on the climb by his father. He was inspired to achieve it after seeing a painting at his school which showed the seven continents' highest peaks. The parents of both Jessica and Jordan have received criticism for allowing their children to put themselves in danger. One 16-year-old girl called Janet Gordon lost 5 fingers from frostbite while attempting to climb Chomolungma 2 years before Jordan. And a Dutch court took a girl away from her parents and put her into state care to stop her attempt to beat Jessica's record.
第二节到此结束。